They say music is life, so I give them the Chacha Music Review Podcast. Turned up the volume, gave them the time of their lives. They said they wanted new artists, I gave them the Chacha Spotlight Series. They wanted deep music conversations, I plugged them into the Chacha Let's Talk Music Series. They are crazy about the hitmakers, so I hit them with the Chacha Hitmakers Series. And for the albums I know they shouldn't miss, I bless them with the Chacha Album Review Series. I created the Chacha EP Compilation Series, so they will have a taste of the best of EPs. They should tell their friends. You should let your family know. We should let everyone who cares about African music know. Afrosanova is back in the game. And you can catch me every Saturday amplifying the African sounds by bringing the best of African music to your ears. I am your musical plug, the creator of the Energy Force. And this is the Chacha Music Review Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and members of the Chacha Nation, my name is Afrosanova. You already know that. And in case you're listening to me for the first time, my name is Afrosanova, your musical plug and the creator of the Energy Force. Today, I'll be doing something quite different, something I've always wanted to do for a long time. But I don't know if the idea come to my head, I'd always play on one side. But you know what? I felt this is 2024. This is the year I want to do so many things I feel like I can do and I'm capable of doing. So yes, I'm going to do this. We want to talk about, yes, I'm using the word we because I'm not going to be, on this episode alone. So we'll be talking about, a particular track that, got released some couple of days ago and it's keeping the whole internet, ablaze and stuff like that. But before I get too much into that, let me allow, he's not a guest, so I don't even need to call him a guest. Let me allow my guy to introduce himself.
My name is Neonate. Some of you know me as Mustafa. I've been on this podcast for a while now. We're here to dwell more on hip hop today.
Exactly. Like Lee rightly said, we are here to dwell more on hip hop. And I'm sure for those of you that have seen the flyer already, you already know what we'll be talking about. It is the Chocolate City Cypher. That is what we'll be talking about. And I said this is something I've always wanted to do for a long time because I've always wanted to have like episode where I just sit down and analyze and talk about rap song. And this cypher felt like the perfect opportunity for me to kickstart. I've had this idea that I will do this for a long time, but one thing, you know, they always make me do. And so I say, 2024 is that year whereby I'm going to do it. And a perfect way to start it is with this Chocolate City, cypher. So, Neonate, let us before we dive into the cypher itself, right? What was it like for you seeing the original Chocolate Boys, the original Chuck Boys? What was it like for you seeing them, being on a song together after a very long while? What was that feeling like for you?
I was like, what the heck? I think I saw it on Twitter. The Genius posted something about the cypher. And I was like, when they put all of them together, I was like, from where to where? Because the last time I saw them together, Ice was not there. That was on the Hennessy cypher 2021, I think. So seeing them on this, I was like, nah, this is a moment. This is a blissful moment in hip hop. And it is what it is. They all delivered.
Okay, it is what it is, and they all, they all delivered. Now, let's dive into the cypher itself properly. The first verse, the first verse of the cypher started with Black Bones, and then next went AQ, next went Loose Cannon, next went Ice Pins, Jesse Jazz, and then, MI finished it up in total. Now, let's take it according to each artist, right? Before we now circle back. Let's start with their delivery, their flow pattern, their bars. What line? Was there any line that caught you like, man, this line with this guy dropped for you. This line with this guy dropped for you. The, what did they call him? The flow pattern with this guy used for you. Let's start with Black Bones. What do you think about Black Bone verse in general?
As a hip hop head, Black Bones verse is just there. It came, rapped, and went. But there's a single line where they said back and forth, that he doesn't go back and forth with any bitches, except Serena, though. I don't know if you get it. Yeah, he was making reference to Serena Williams. She played tennis. In tennis, you go back and forth. I don't know if anybody caught that line. I still listened to that line this morning. I was like, what the fuck? This boy is too smart. The thing about, I think, with his verse was he didn't deliver it in a way that where it will catch the attention of people. He just delivered it barely. He rapped, but he didn't rap to that extent where everybody would be like, damn, this guy is saying this year, doing that year.
Okay, so, I mean, if I'm to get you right, I think it flowed in his usual Emeka Shine pattern, you know, and
exactly,
you know, I think from what you're saying, it has to be with his delivery, not like he didn't rap, because I mean that line that you also mentioned was a line that I also caught. In as much as I caught the line, I'm not even going to lie to you, I didn't understand what the line actually meant until you mentioned it now. I'm like, oh yeah, you know, because I was looking at what consigned back and forth and arena. The arena that was coming to my head was like, you know, maybe stadium and stuff like that. It didn't click on me, like, you know, table tennis. So saying it now, I'm like, oh, now it makes sense. But I think the line that I caught, and I wanted to know if you also caught that line, was where he said, me and stupid, not mixable. And then he goes, all my niggas got something upstairs, not a bungalow.
Fuck! I got that line, but I don't connect with things like this. Bro, this is the issue of rap music.
Exactly. And then there was another line that also eats me, where he said, your niggas won't eat. It's really cold in here.
Mad. For real, essential.
I mean, I had those lines. I'm like, okay, man, nah, this guy is just, obviously, there are so many other lines, you know, that we can definitely pick up. But those are the lines.
Yeah.
Those are the lines that, you know, that stood out from, like, what? When I had that line, all my niggas got something upstairs, not a bungalow. I'm like, yo, hold on, nigga, pause. what did you just, like, what did you just say? Yeah, pause, man. Pause. Oh. I had to take it back and then, you know, play it again, and in my head I'm like, oh wow, fine, this is good, right? So let's move to you know, the next guy, which is AQ. I mean, obviously everybody expected AQ to go nuts. So the question is, did he go nuts or he went out?
Nah. I might be sentimental. For you first listening to this podcast, you might say I'm sentimental, but I'll say it here and direct. AQ had the best verse. You see those four bars that dropped, where he mentioned hip hop is golden, where he mentioned he shed a few tears in September for Rose, where he mentioned the golden generic is 2 out of 3, that the third one is coming, and he said, yeah, I'm blessed forever. Okay, so let me break it down. Hip hop is golden. He has an album named Golden. He shed a few tears in September for Rose. He has an album named Rose. His mama died in September. I don't know if any of you knew. His mom died in September last year. When he said two of the Gold Engineering have dropped. The third one is coming. I'm blessed forever. He has an album named Blessed Forever too, where people did not catch those wordplays. It was the mad wordplays. Also, I can't remember how he stated the line, but it was making something reference to element, periodic table and element.
The periodic table, yes, where he said something about don't let him gas you up. I am noble, but I'm not stable.
I'm not a science student. I don't belong in a science class, but when he said that, I'm like, nah, people are speaking on this guy.
I think the two lines that caught me in what he said, that really caught me, was the first part where he said, diamond in the rough, but sharp enough to get your princess caught.
Yeah. But I didn't connect with it much. Maybe I didn't understand it.
Yeah. So the thing is, you know, when there's a diamond in the rough, you still have to, like, bring it out to process it and then cut it, right? But So he's saying diamond in the rough, but sharp enough to get your princess cut. Now the princess cut can be double entered, like cut, literally to cut somebody, right? It gets your princess cut. Yeah. The cut can also sign like is a diamond in the rough. It shines enough that your princess will catch his attention. Do you understand?
And then
the third one is diamond in the rough, but sharp enough to cut to get your princess cut means you can still get what to print on her hand like an engagement ring, diamond ring.
Man, that's a triple. God.
So when I listened to that, I'm like, yo, man. And the one that finished me totally was when he said, created a system, you're just a file in the folder. When I feel like folding, I hold my composure. That's pep talk.
Yeah. I don't watch football, but I know that Pep Guardiola, he was talking about Pep Guardiola, and I think there's a boy too that plays ball that his name.
Yeah, that plays for Man City. His name is Folding, yeah.
Fuck. You know, I just knew that. I knew that those ones are very footballic times and it's connected.
Like, yo, when I first heard that first line where he said, created a system, you're just a file in the folder. I'm like, okay. And then he said, when I feel like folding, I hold my composure. That's better. I'm like, yo, come on now. AQ, what are you doing? Come on now. Like, yo, man. I mean, so you've already but said
you,
it, so I didn't even
you caught the you. Triple humble, truly humble under God.
Where? Which parts?
Truly humble under God. I'm Young Thug, something YSL. You caught those lines.
Yeah. I mean, for also, me, so here is the thing. When I had Blackbone verse and I had AQ's verse, I'm like, okay, somebody needs to tell AQ this is a cypher, this is not a war. Why is this guy rapping as if he's going to war? Who does he want to
murder? Always raps like he was.
Like,
always
who does he want to murder? Yes. Like, it was just, it really went nuts. And you already said, you know, sentimental or not sentimental, you already said he has the best verse. For me, I would say he has one of the best verse, you know, on the cypher. Now, moving on to the next person, Loose Kanan. Now, the way Loose Kanan started, I'm like, okay, yo, who starts a rap song with a line?
Bro, I'm like,
he says, reciting like a Bigfoot. Here is another one. I'm like,
do niggas know what a Bigfoot is?
I just want to explain, like, for those of you that don't understand what a Bigfoot is, right? So a Bigfoot is like a large and it's something very large and it's like a human-like creature, right? That it's said that this thing is found in North America and stuff like that. Yeah, and it's something you don't see often. It's very rare for you to come across it. You know,
scientifically, so you don't believe it's true. It's real, Seth.
Exactly. Do you understand? So him saying we are sighting like Bigfoot. Here is another one, like. Like
this is me coming to murder everybody. Nah, that's it's just bragging.
Like yo, like
peak level of
this is me. Like big one, man. And then he went ahead to say, "Stand alone, cool like an island. I don't bother none."
Fuck! It does.
Also, but my favorite line from him was when he said, my pocket favors pounds over Naira. That's a bit racist.
Thank you for that line. When he said that, I was like, nah, this nigga rap like a self-made person.
Like, I mean, to be honest, when I had that, when I had that line, I paused it, took the cipher back to the beginning. So okay, let me hear it from the beginning. let me be sure. And the thing is, so for me, I think I'll have to be honest. I think Loose Kanan had the best verse for me. That's my personal thought. Because I feel like every line he said, there were too many punchlines, there were too many punchlines, there were too many more plays. Yeah, and then it all felt like it was just trying to tell a story, like it was just trying to do normal, simple rap, but everything wasn't simple. I'm just somebody that said, babysitting the wimp, you know, accountant of the team, babysitting the split sheet. I'm like, what is this? What is this nigga saying? Like, yo, you're killing me right now, man. So for me, if I am to rate according to the best verse, obviously, I'll say Loose Skin on add the best verse for me. My number two, obviously, is going to be AQ, right? Those are my top two for now. Now, we move into the next person, Ice. What do you think about Ice?
Ice just came to do his cool rap shit. And also, I think one thing I'll say is, for me, there was no point that I was like, this is a quotable for me. But I just like the way it started, the way it was talking about the KRS-One and
KRS-One and FED.
And J-Electron. When he said those things, I was like, nah, so this guy is really a student of rap. Why is he then behaving like this, that you always be like, do you happen to watch that podcast where he was saying nobody could outrap him in Nigeria?
I'm not sure I caught that.
Now, there's a podcast, I think Echo Room or so, where he was saying that nobody could outtrap him in Nigeria. Paper Coleon even had to reply. Paper Coleon released a diss. So for his rap on this cypher, I think it vindicated Paper Coleon that you really could not outtrap people in Nigeria because everybody outtrapped him. But he really came to do this thing. He did. And one other thing, his flow was top-notch. We have to give him that.
Okay. That's where I'm going to go to. In terms of flow pattern and in terms of delivery, I think Ice Prince had a very good run. But in terms of, you know, delivering the wordplays and the punchline, he had the shortest bar. I think he had about 16 bar. He had the shortest bar. He had the shortest bar among everybody. But it started off well, and I was able to pick like two quotables from him when he said, add this rapper's eight like a girl with a tiny waist. Now, the eight there is more like figure eight and a girl with a tiny waist. You understand? Yeah. And then he said, swimming with the sharks, don't know how the sanding tastes.
Fuck. How come I didn't get this? I have to go and listen.
I mean, like, those were the, aside from the old, you know, J-Electron, KRS-One, all of that, these were the two. I'm like, okay. I is also, you two, you didn't, I mean, the whole, I bring my fire and ice, you know, comic Godzilla and all of that. These were the two things that, when I had that line, you know, add this rapper in like a girl with a tiny waist, I'm like, hold on, sorry, what did you just say? And then he went, you know, swimming with the sharks, don't know how the sanitaries are like, oh God, ice, what are you doing? But for me, like I said, compared to, you know, every other verses that we've heard so far, I would say his verse was not, you know, if we put it compared to every, I would say he had like the minimum verse in terms of, you know, what are the punchlines and what they had very, very minimum. And then we now go to the emperor himself talking about Jess, what do you have to say about Jesse?
Okay, for first thing, I want to tell everybody in Nigeria is that Jesse Jax is the only person that raps like Kendrick Lamar in Nigeria. That raps closely like Kendrick Lamar in Nigeria is the only person that will rap and not say anything. You get what I'm saying? You rap that, you always be impressed that this nigga can rap. But he's not saying anything meaningful. I've come to that conclusion that he's the only guy that he will rap. He'll be like, nah, this nigga is nice with the raps. But what is he saying? Where is the cohesion in everything? That's where the problem is.
I think I get your point, to be honest.
He can rap in between the lines. Intrinsic rap lines where he will say things that I think that are only meaningful to him and maybe his brother. But rap fans, all what you know is, nah, this guy is rapping. Because if we can go back to the NSC cypher of 2021, he did the same thing when he came on. His first six bars were out. My head was like, why is this guy rapping like this? But if you still ask me what was he saying at those moments, I can't pinpoint it. I just knew that he was rapping.
Okay, well, for me, I'm not going to lie to you. I feel like Jesse was the one that really let me down on the cipher. Like you rightly said, his flows were incredible. His what is to call it? His delivery was on point. But
yeah,
like you rightly said, at the end of the day, he didn't really see anything to just. I think this was just him just trying to say, okay, look, I don't dare yet. Not even if you do, Nami do na baba, more na the girls, and that was just it. In as much as I think I was still able to catch one or two quotables that come like, oh, okay, yeah, you still. Yeah. There was a part where he said, fuck sobriety. I'm looking for something higher.
Yeah,
a part where he also said, now niggas fuck the script, you know. We don't sing to the notes. I'm like, okay, fine, that's good. But in general, for me, I think his verse was not really it, to be honest. You could literally take his verse out of the cipher and the cipher will still be perfect.
Yeah, I agree.
It'll still be. Now, let's go to the chairman.
I think for this cipher, I'll give it to them for letting MI close the cipher.
He has to.
Because he really did close it. Firstly, I want to warn hip-hop fans. That nonsense line he was making about Mendy and Odumodu, that is not a bad. That is not. Why is that thing flying over there?
For me, do you know the thing is, I really didn't connect with that. I know Obalende is a place in Lagos. Odumodu, then Mende. Now, the thing I have with Mende is, I feel like, is he trying to say Mende? Like,
yes,
you know, Obalende as for Lagos, right? Then Odumodu, maybe he has the crowd in Abuja also, right? So he's saying Mende. Or maybe he mentioned Obalende, he mentioned Odumodu, and then he mentioned a place in Lagos that is called Mende. So he just switched it to say Mende.
Yeah, I think he was trying to do a double entendre. They're saying Odumodu has men. That is men together for Odumodu. And also saying that Obalende is close to Mende or something like that. I'm not from Lagos State.
Yeah, I think he just wanted to like give a shout out to Odumodu or something because I really also didn't connect with that line.
I think the lines that really caught me was when he was making reference those lines about the when it tech and ghost SDC. I don't know whether you caught those lines.
Where he said something about he went into tech.
He went into tech,
you know, to show them that he can do something larger. But now he's going to camp there to show them that he can do something larger. You know, show their camp and then tech. And he said something about they saying the ghost. Say you know the post. They now ask you they see the Holy Ghost. And then I think for me, it was from the beginning I knew okay, MI was going to kill this. Immediately he came in where he said, make I squat as if I won't drop shit for the streets. Yo, like see, everything about that bar is just crazy. Make I squat, you know, like I won't drop shit for the streets. Like, yo, like if you like that was crazy. You will never get it. And then when he now said, reporting correct, you know, finesse speaking like white journalist. I'm like, yo. You know the thing about MI verse. I'm not going to lie. When I first did the cipher, in all honesty, MI's verse was the verse I did not connect with at first. And when I was not listening to it to the second time, it now hit me why I didn't connect. Because it feels like, I think ever since MI became the guy, there's been a change in his delivery pattern and the way his voice now goes. When he went in this cipher, I didn't really connect. I'm like, what's this guy saying? I can't even understand what he's saying. But when I now listen to it for a second, I'm like, oh shit, this is what this guy is actually saying. And for me, I'm going to give him, you know, the third person that has the best verse, you know, on the cipher.
I mean, MI said a lot of things that I cannot even begin to pick down. Is it from the old Kunta Kunte to the old Chande? Like, yo, I can't even to
put them all.
Can't even begin to pick everything, you know, that he said. He had so many flow patterns that he did, you know.
Too many. Like,
do you understand?
He schooled everybody. We have flow patterns.
Every single person. But again, like I said, for me, it's not really about who had the best verse or anything. It's just me saying, this is my favorite verse, you know, on the cypher. So I'm not here trying to tell you, if you feel like MI had the best verse, why? Fine, it's good. That is what you feel. I'm not going to argue or dispute it with you. No wahala. But for me, like I said, personally, I give it to Luskinon, AQ, and then MI, and then I'll go to Black Bones, I'll pick Ice before I now come to Jess, which is painful because I'm a huge fan of Jesse Jazz. I'm a very, very huge fan. So it's painful for me that I even have to put Jesse last. It's painful.
Same here.
It's painful. What do you think is gonna be the fate of hip hop in 2024, considering how they scattered the floor in this January?
I think one thing I'll first say is shout out to Odumodu and Charlie Poppy blowing big last year. They really paved the way for hip hop, for the reinvention of hip hop. Even though people will still say Charlie Poppy doesn't rap, to me, I still categorize his nonsense under rap because everything he does has a rhyme scheme, rhyme pattern, if you're paying attention. Also, Odumodu is purely hip hop. I know, we all know that it has crazy melodies. But you see that anti-world gangsters, that shit is purely hip-hop. If we go back to the hip-hop of the 90s, every fucking rapper that is big has a group. Every single one of them has a crew or a group that we'll call them that's scattering the place up. And that is what he's doing. Shout out to them. 2024 is a very good year. I don't know if you took notice of BK. BK, when AQ was rapping, BK was the guy seated by the side. Do you pay attention?
Yeah.
Okay, if you've been on Twitter a while, they have been pushing him a lot. I think BK will blow big in 2024. He's the new rap guy that everybody is paying attention to. Every core music guy is paying attention to. And he's a hip-hop artist. He's coming heavy.
I think Ice also has something coming in 2024.
Ice has... Then shout out to ID Kabasa. The nice reinvention album that they are doing, I think, is purely hip hop, if I would say. From the photocopy reinvention that they put out with Vector.
With Vector, yeah.
Yeah, with Vector. I think I've had a couple of snippets before. So I'm looking up to the album, and I just have a feeling that it's more of hip hop. They are bringing in rappers to put out verses on it. On the songs they are.
Also, what's his name? We should also be dropping a project this year if everything goes according to plan. Because I know the album, if it is not ready, then it is almost 90% ready. What's his name? Oga Boss, Iblis.
Iblis, yeah. Oh, how did I forget? Iblis is putting out an album. I've heard of that since last year. I haven't watched this. It dropped like freestyles. I don't know if you paid attention to those freestyles. Those are top notch freestyles. Pepa Kolion 2 is coming. I heard his album is late January too.
So we can say it's going to be a big year for hip hop.
Very big year for hip hop. One thing is, it's not about being a big year or good year for hip hop. Are we commercializing on it well, the way it should? I don't want these niggas putting out albums. I want them making money. I want to see Payback Iboro living a good life because these guys are actually hard workers. I want to see Boogie back on everybody's timeline. I want to see these guys because we all appreciate them that these guys are rappers. These guys are good. These guys are this. But are they making the bag? And I think that's one thing that AQ is fighting. Yeah, he's actually breaking the jinx from the underdog whole thing to being a huge rap star. Even though he's not a star, I won't call him a star, but I'll call him. It's come to stay that every guy knows him now. And shout out
I mean, he even mentioned it, you know, he mentioned it in the cypher where he said for some years he was the bad boys in Chocolate City, and then, you know, he flipped it over, and he also mentioned something about, you know, publishing sinking them. You know, so I mean, it's all about the business, right? And even what was his name? Luz came for people like you and me. Luz said, we are busy looking for who has the best verse.
He's
been looking for the best network.
Confirm. Let me drop a fun fact. Do you know that the Nas verse on Emma Is Bigger?
Yeah.
Luz made it possible.
Oh, interesting.
Luz made it. That, I think when I saw Emma talked about that, I was like, so this nigga is actually the connect. We are just not looking at him that way.
I'm just going to say this, right? Chocolate City Cypher is a good place to start for rap and hip hop in 2024. And I just hope, you know, that this brings up, you know, a lot of dope rap song. And like Nune rightly said, also allows this to bring, to make them make the bag, right? We want to see more rappers making the bag so that all our rappers are not going to start doing Afrobeat to the world. Let them also, you know, bring in the rappers. In 2023, rather, Odumodu the Black and Charlie Poppy have shown us that, okay, rappers can also make the bag. So in 2024, we want to see, you know, the real OGs, those that have been doing the real work, also, you know, get the power, like Boogie directly mentioned, Payback directly mentioned, you know, so many of them that I can't remember their name right now. We also want to make sure that, you know, this goes to the brands, you know, Afrobeat is not the only, you know, music that we have in Nigeria. Like Rugged Man said all those years ago, we all know that hip hop is running the street, right? So put some money behind it, and trust me, you guys will not be disappointed, because Nigerian rappers, they are blessed and they are talented.
Also, I want to say one thing. Afrobeat songs need more rap verses. Afrobeat songs, they need more rap verses. At first, when they dropped Asake's My Piano, I really didn't come to appreciate Olamide's verse on that song till late last year, where I see how people appreciate that verse. Even though most of us will say it's a bare rap verse, it's just there, but that rap verse literally did something onto the song. It carries a unique element of it, which I think if more Afrobeat songs have rap verses like that this year, it's gonna be a good year. Let's look at Zlatan's verse on Wizkid IDK. Wadeko was literally on that project, but everybody was like Zlatan. That's the
end. Zlatan ate it like someone that has not eaten for 3 days.
That's the essence of a rap verse.
He chopped down completely.
I swear. The music exec listening to this podcast, put my guys on. Rappers will shine on your Afrobeat songs. Put them on anything, they'll deliver.
All right. On that note, we've come to the end of this episode. Hopefully we can have, look, Chacha Nation, let me just put this out there. You are the one listening to this, and if you feel like you've enjoyed this episode so much and you also want us to, you know, be breaking down the bars and the lyrics of, you know, some rap songs that will be dropping in 2024, or even maybe some rap songs that has dropped last year or even 50 years ago, as much as they're African, please, I would like to stick within my roots, right? Because that's what the podcast is about, amplifying the African sound, you know, to give you the best of African music. So that's what I want to be doing. So if you've enjoyed this episode so much, let me know. Maybe this can become a standalone episode or a standalone series. Nione, thank you very much for doing this with me. I really, really do appreciate it. Always, always a pleasure.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and members of the Chacha Nation, till I come your way with another episode, remember, my name will always remain Afis Donova, your musical plug and the creator of the Energy Force. And whatever you do, no grief for anybody, and keep your energy, keep it 100, and keep it positive. Peace out.
Two time for the cha-cha gang. Give me the cha-cha gang. Rocking with the best, cha-cha gang. Give me the cha-cha gang. Alayela with cha-cha gang. Give me the cha-cha gang. Watch my body, cha-cha gang. Give me the cha-cha gang. Cha-cha gang.
What's in my butt?